welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Today's episode is an update of all that is happening on the farm for April and some thoughts as we head into the intense months of farming. We are wrapping up some projects here on our farm, which always feels really good, and our early spring crops are all coming along. I am cautiously optimistic about spring on the farm. We have made progress on expanding some fields just to squeeze in a few more plants. We are also working to reduce the grass as much as possible and making mowing much easier so that it's a simple path around the farm. But also, I'm starting to dream of new projects and slowly planning some exciting things that will take some time. Spring always feels like a new year for me, and it comes with the hope and excitement for planning and making the most of our little farm. Some of the upcoming projects that I will be sharing on Instagram will be our new sweet pea trellis that we are building from poplar from our farm. And I have been sharing the progress of the new flower field, plus I will be sharing the updated goat cottage and show you their forest because it is quite magical. You can see all of this on Instagram at A Year on the Farm. There's lots of goodies for you there, and I love hearing from you, so please message me your questions and episode requests. Speaking of flowers, you may know that my daughters are in their second year of flower farming. They have planned everything from the seeds to buy, mapping the planting, and all the steps between starting seeds and making bouquets. They are focused on annuals, but also slowly growing their stock of bulbs, dahlias, and ranunculus. And the perennial plants will be in my part of the flower field, which is in the orchard. They have a grid for their annuals to make the most of the space. It's truly an amazing project. They are self-funding and with a little family help are doing the bulk of the work themselves. Both of them are dedicated and passionate flower farmers, and I'm so proud of all the work they have put into this. I have an upcoming episode with a local flower farmer coming soon in April that I am really excited about. I interviewed Thanu from Wild Bee Florals, and we had a great chat about starting out as a flower farmer. Be sure to keep an eye out for that episode for more flower farming inspiration. To finally have my hands in the soil, transplanting lettuce and greens feels so good. And we are thoroughly enjoying the transition of cooking low and slow with root vegetables and preserved food to lots of fresh, quick green meals. I have found a dozen ways to use collards already, and thankfully our daughters eat everything, so they love the chard, kale, greens that we have in abundance right now. We are hoping some more vegetables size up this week as we launch our spring farm box next week, and we are very excited. What I have planted for the spring box includes salad greens with arugula, mizuna, spinach, lettuces, herbs, kale, collards, chard, radishes, salad turnips or hakari turnips, beets, carrots, peas, pak choi, bok choy, napa cabbage, edible flowers, as well as our rhubarb. And there may be some early summer goodies towards the end of the spring box in June. So here is hoping I can keep up with my succession planting. Of course, we are full on into summer seed starting and the tomatoes are coming along so well. This week we get a number of summer crops underway as well, and the seed room will continue to be full for months. In addition to our crops, we are growing plants for sale for spring and summer vegetable and herb starts. We will have a selection of lettuce, greens, herbs, and brassicas for spring, and then the tomatoes, basil, squash, and cucumbers for summer. We are definitely running out of room, which has obviously got me thinking about how I could expand our seed room. Last year, we all saw a boom in home gardening, and I'm wondering if you are noticing the same enthusiasm this spring. With food prices continuing to go up, I have seen a lot of people in our community committed to growing more of their own food. This is amazing, and this is what small farms actually need. Many small farms rely on selling plants, especially if their market hasn't opened for the season yet, or to bridge the gap until they have more producing in their farm themselves in terms of crops. Plants are a great way to engage customers in growing their own food and explaining to them the benefits of buying local plants. Most plants in garden centers are not sustainably grown, and I think it is important that when we are selling plants that we explain to customers why local plants are a better choice. Many of our produce customers also have some kind of garden in the summer. People who grow food also tend to appreciate local food and the work that goes into producing food. With rising prices of everything related to farming and even some scarcity of supplies, this will impact the prices of local food. It's an important time to be supportive of our local farming community with trading, sharing, lending, and simply providing some encouragement. Sharing local farms and their products is a great way to get more customers seeing all of the local options, and you can easily do that on your social media channels. If you are lucky enough to have a robust farmers market community, as we are in the Comox Valley, definitely communicate with your market team to make sure they know what you are facing as a farmer and what you need from the organization. Farmers market organizations can advocate for their membership and can communicate with elected representatives, sharing concerns and challenges of the farming community and seek support. In addition to communicating with the farming community, it is important that we share with our customers why our prices may be going up. I know that we will have to put up some of our prices, and that's probably true for many farms. Literally everything we buy has gone up in price, and customers are not always aware of this. Scale matters for sure. For many small farms like us, we don't benefit from being able to purchase in larger quantities or scale. Also, many farms don't have staff, so we aren't able to increase our production by that much because it needs to be what we can manage on a weekly basis. I would say that we've already stretched it and we're talking about what we will need to change next year because as we are getting older, which is inevitable, we will definitely find some of these jobs on the farm to get a lot harder. And even though we may be facing some challenges, the hopefulness and excitement of the new season can really give us energy and inspiration. With that, we know there is a lot of work, and it can be easy to get caught up in the busyness of farming and life and to not take care of ourselves. Farmer burnout feels inevitable, but I believe it's possible to put some things into practice to get through the busy times with more resiliency and joy. I think if we are burning out, we are negatively impacting our business, even though we think working this hard is the only and the most productive way. But really, the burnout affects our families, customers, crops, and community, and it doesn't really have to be that way. While there are seasons in life that can be unexpected and overwhelming, we shouldn't just operate with the assumption that it has to always be that way. How we approach our work, how we perceive it, and how we take care of ourselves deserves some mindful attention. My focus for this season is to build resiliency, not just on my farm, but within myself and for my family. I am going to put into practice a few things to help me avoid burnout and create more joy in my life. I will be sharing more about this on next week's episode, and I will have a special announcement as well. So I hope you will all join me for that. As always, you can join our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm. You are welcome to message me your comments, feedback, and questions. I always appreciate positive podcast reviews, and it is a quick and simple way to show your support for the work and to help others find the podcast. Positive ratings and reviews on Apple improves the chances of more folks like you finding A Year on the Farm podcast. Also, I invite you to share the podcast with your farm friends on social media, and please consider joining our newsletter on my farm website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com. Thanks, friends, for listening. I will be back next week with an episode all about building resiliency as farmers. I hope that you will join me for that. I appreciate your time, and remember, beautiful food is in your future. Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.